I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by veterinarians.org. It's in a cat's DNA to want to use the restroom in a place where it can be covered up. So do cats instinctively know to use the litter box? Well, not necessarily. Most cats do need to be trained. However, it's not near as hard as training dogs to go outside or on a potty pad, since cats do have that instinct to go in sandy or granular spots. The first step to litter training is finding a litter box they will be happy with. Some cats like the privacy of a covered box, while others don't like going into cramped, dark spaces. It's really just trial and error to figure out what your cat prefers. You also want to consider the depth of the box. Kittens need a shallow pan to make it easier to get in and out of the box. Senior cats may need a more shallow box as well if they have trouble stepping over the edges. However, for most adult cats, you'll probably want a deeper box because it reduces the amount of tracking and scattering as they scratch around and exit the box. If you have more than one cat, it's recommended that you have a separate box for each one. Next, find a good place for their box. You'll want it to be somewhere they won't be disturbed by other pets or children, and that doesn't have a lot of distractions like windows or televisions. If your cat doesn't like enclosed spaces, you'll want to avoid small spaces like closets or corners so they don't feel trapped. Then you'll want to find a good type of litter. According to PetMD.com, research shows that most cats prefer fine-grained litters because of the softer feel. And you can decide whether you want a clumping or non-clumping litter. Your cat may have a preference, but clumping litter makes it easier to clean. And if you don't want a clay litter, be aware that some cats won't use corn or wheat-based litter because it smells like food. Once you have determined these three things, it's really just a matter of introducing your cat to the space. Show them where the box is. If you have more than one, make sure they know the locations of all of them. Then gently put them in a box filled with litter. Most cats will instinctively start pawing and digging. Some may even go ahead and go potty right then. But if they don't, run your fingers through the clean litter to show them how it's done. Some cats will start seeking the litter box out immediately when they need to go, but if they don't, just start making it a routine to put them in the box immediately after eating, drinking, or napping until they start doing it on their own. After that, your only responsibility will be to make sure the litter box stays clean. Cats can be very persnickety and won't go in a dirty box. It's best if you can scoop it out after each time they eliminate, but try to do it at least once a day and add clean litter as needed to make sure it remains about 2 to 3 inches deep. Then clean the box with soap and water about once a week. If your cat still won't go in the box after all of these things are done, you may need to take them to the vet to rule out any medical conditions that may be affecting their ability to eliminate properly. Remember, if you want to go back and listen to this or any of the other episodes we have aired, you can find it on our website, keom.fm. Look under the programming tab for Pet Talk. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.